USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate will take up a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package next week. It passed the House on Friday, mostly along party lines. But senators still may make significant changes to the bill before they pass their own version of it. A hike to the federal minimum wage is one of the provisions not expected to remain in the final bill. Senator Jack Reed doesn't believe a ton of changes will actually end up getting made. The Rhode Island Democrat tells Fox News that he does expect many amendments to the bill to be brought to the Senate floor.
There's a procedural hurdles to make significant changes, and so I anticipate there will be few changes. However, there will be an opportunity for every member of the Senate to offer amendments. Indeed, I think given the last reconciliation bill we did a few weeks ago and this one, there'll be more amendments offered than the entire session of the Congress last year in the Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Investigators are trying to find out why a small plane suddenly crashed near a trailer park in Georgia. Wendy King has the story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Three people died after a single-engine plane crashed just north of Gainesville, Georgia, on Friday. The pilot of a Cessna 182 tried returning to the Gainesville airport before crashing near a mobile home park in Hall County. Three people died in the crash. Deputies say the bodies were transported to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation for autopsy. Authorities say part of a wing landed on a mobile home, but none of the individuals were home and none were injured. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Iran has rejected an offer from the European Union to facilitate direct nuclear talks with the United States. The Iranians reportedly rejected the meetings because they did not come with a guarantee that the U.S. would loosen some sanctions if they came to the negotiation table. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former President Donald Trump honored one of his most vocal supporters during his speech Sunday at CPAC. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The wife of talk radio legend Rush Limbaugh joined the former president for his speech in Orlando.
I also want to pay my love and respect to the great Rush Limbaugh. Who is watching closely. And smiling down on us, he's watching and he's loving it and he loves Catherine. Catherine, thank you for being here. So great. Thank you, Catherine. He loved you, Catherine. I will tell you that.
Limbaugh's family said Friday that he was buried in a private ceremony in St. Louis. Rush passed February 17th from lung cancer at the age of 75. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Trump also criticized his successor, questioning President Biden's decision to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline.
And in one of his first official acts, which was incredible because, again, he talked about energy. He never said he was going to do this. He canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, destroying not the 8,000 or the 9,000 or the 11,000 jobs that you hear, but 42,000 great-paying jobs on just about day one, right? He never talked about that during a debate because he wouldn't have gotten away with it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.